When I was a kid growing up out here at the Battery, of course, Fort Amherst across the way, the Narrows there, that was called Fort Amherst, the south side, we called it. There were girls living over there, of course, and there were girls on our side right here, but we always thought the girls on the south side over there were prettier than the girls on our side. So when we were teenagers, the boys, we used to row across in a randy and meet the girls over there and talk, because our parents knew their parents and everything, and they knew off us and one thing like that. And eventually, when I guess I was about 15, 16 years old, I had a girlfriend over there. Her name was Hazel, and she lived in, there's a two-story house over there now, right across the Narrows, almost directly across from Chain Rock. The nearest one to the water. See the steps there going up to the blue and white one? The one just to the left of that. And that's where she lived. So what I had to do in night after a day of fishing and everything, if I wanted to see Hazel, I would get into Randy and row across the harbour and tie up to a stage over there and then walk down and spend the night with Hazel like you would. And then I'd leave and come back again. So I'd have to row across the harbour by myself at night and back and forth and moor to Randy and then go up to my own home. Now, my house almost faces Hazel's house over there. So what I would do at night when I got across, I would turn on the light over my door and flick it on and off. And then Hazel, of course, would be looking over, and she would flick her light on and off. And by doing that, she knew that I got home safely. That was our signal. And sometimes we just stayed there flicking off our lights back and forth. So I guess she must have loved me a little bit to do that.